violence, further implying that Malema abused his wife. After attempting to continue with his speech, Malema denied the allegations that he had ever assaulted a woman and accused Ramaphosa of abusing Mochochisa. Speaker Amos Masondo asked Malema to leave Parliament after he refused to withdraw his statement made against the president. The AFF leader and party members vacated the house. Eskom CEO Andre De Reid has called for patience from South Africans. De Reid told the Parliament Standing Committee on Public Accounts there is still a long way to go to fix the struggling power utility. It's De Reid's first appearance before Parliament since stepping into the position last month. Eskom appeared before Parliament's finance watchdog to give an update following an oversight to visit by the committee last year. At the time, members of Parliament raised serious concerns about delays and construction cost overruns at Mudupi and Kusili power plants. De Reid says his team is on top of things, but it will take time to fix Eskom.
We have still a long way to go to fix Eskom. As you will have heard, there are many issues that require addressing. Our existing power stations, the new builds, our internal governance, a culture of adherence to good commercial practice.
The University of Johannesburg Center for Africa China Studies, in collaboration with the UJAPK Library, has held a public dialogue on Iran-South Africa relations in changing global context with UJ's Professor Suzy Graham as moderator. The main speaker was Ambassador Mohsen Mavihadi Juhami, the respondent Naheem Gina, Executive Director of Afro Middle East Center, had the following to say regarding barriers to SA and Iran's economic and trade ties.
Economic relations between South Africa and Iran are not as great as they could be. And of course, South Africans would say that that a big part of the reason for this is the sanctions against Iran, particularly the banking sanctions, which makes it difficult to transfer money and all of those kinds of things, and makes it difficult to do business with Iran.
And finally, the wife of Lesotho's Prime Minister, who is charged with murdering her predecessor, will stand trial on March the 17th. A magistrate ruled when she appeared in court yesterday. Masai Tabani, who